This is Divrei Torah to adorn, to be atera the breakfast, and that's preparing us for a day of Torah learning. Certainly, if people have what to do, where to go, smart Torah to learn, there's no reason whatsoever to stay here and do me a favor. This is just something to add. You should feel free to relax, go wherever you have to go, whether it be today or any of the Divrei Torah I give throughout the year. The plan is, more or less, to do random things on through Elul, and we probably Elul things also, but then once we get to after Sukkot, we'll probably do Mezuzah for a long, long time. So enjoy the randomness while it lasts. Okay, fine. The mitzvah on this week's parasha of Maaser Sheni. 4 out of 7 years of the Maaser cycle, of the Shemitah cycle, we have to bring a tenth of the fruits, tenth of the produce to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and eat it there. Sefer Chinuch has a very interesting point that this mitzvah is really just the very first lunch and learn. You know, lunch and learn wasn't invented in Great Neck; it was invented by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakod Yisrael Kichach Yibadlam Torah Mitzvot. Hashem wanted us to have a lot of reasons to stay pure, a lot of reasons to stay pure and away from Avonot. So He gave us Maaser Sheni and Maaser Beheima, meat and fruits, very yummy foods. And He gave us a mitzvah. Take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And if you can't take it to Yerushalayim because it's too far or whatever, it's going to go bad, she podeh it, redeem it on money, and take it with you to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and eat it there. It's interesting, Rabbi Penner says, there are very good restaurants in Yerushalayim, so Hashem wants us to support them. Very nice. And they're expensive too, but what's the point of this mitzvah? So Sefer HaChinuch says there are two reasons. Number one, we all know people who live in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and whenever we see them, they're so full of energy, so full of spirituality, so full of Kiddushah, that it has an effect on us just by seeing them, right? And sometimes when they come to us to visit us in Chutz Laretz, like Rav Darmoni came last week, and Mamash makes a Rosh, makes a Hashva'ah on us, Tzadik Balair. We all know such people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an excuse to get us to go see them. Once a year, 4 out of 7 years of the cycle, take your food and go to Yerushalayim. Eat outside and see the people, see the Kiddushah, see the Kohanim working the Beit HaMikdash, see the Sanhedrin, see all the Torah, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah, and let that have an effect on you, and suck it up, and enjoy, and come out with so much Yirat Shamayim, so much Torah, so much Kiddushah, and a totally fresh perspective of what we're doing in this world. That's answer number one. This says the Sefer HaChinuch. It's also echoed by Tosfot and Baba Batra. And the Raman says also, Aser to Aser, you go to Yerushalayim, the Kohanim will teach you halacha. It's an excuse to take a once a year sabbatical, once a year vacation. Who would say no? Who would say no, says the Sefer HaChinuch, if I told you it's a mitzvah to take food and go on vacation? You might move far away because of business, because of your career, but you have to come back to Yerushalayim in order to recharge. That's answer number one. Answer number two is more than just recharging, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Sometimes you can't afford it. Sometimes you have a business, you have a career that doesn't allow you to take vacation. You might be an intense doctor, you might be a lawyer, whatever. So what do? You send your son. You send him to live in Yerushalayim. And when he's living in Yerushalayim, you send him a check every year. This is the Maaser Sheni money, this is the Maaser Beheima money. Take it and eat. Support yourself in Yerushalayim. And when you come home for the Chagim, or when you come home for whenever you come in Esmanim, you should come and teach us Torah. It's basically supporting a son in yeshiva, supporting a son in kollel, as many families Baruch Hashem are nohek to do. It's a big mitzvah. And that son's role is not just to learn. That son's role is to be the rabbi in the family, the yeshiva boy. Every single one of us knows that there's like the rabbi in the family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up that every family should have a rabbi. Every family should have a yeshiva boy. This way, there's always someone to turn to when it comes to questions, when it comes to inspiration, when it comes to Torah. And when that person comes to visit, or when you visit him, it has such an impact on you. Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah. You guys have probably heard the other line, nowhere but here. It's very true. It's very true, nowhere but here. People look at you as the YU guy, as the yeshiva guy. You should know. On a bad day, you're learning 3 hours of Torah from 9 to 12 on a bad day. Nachon? Your friends in secular college are learning on a bad day, zero, maybe negative. And on a good day, they're learning, if they're really pushing themselves, maximum 2 or 3. If they're really pushing themselves and normal, maximum 2 or 3, then they feel like such a tzaddik. You, on a bad day, accomplish more than what a person in a secular college pushing himself to his limits is accomplishing on a good day. understand that you're still a yeshiva bachar, even if you take one seder off a day to go to college. You're still a yeshiva bachar, you're still growing and you're learning, you're still filled and brimming with ruchaniyut, and you have to share it. So wherever you go, whether it be for Shabbat, for Chagim, on a phone call, you should always have that demeanor of, such a zechut to be here, it's such a privilege, have positive things to say and have positive things to share. Torah, Yirat Shamayim, Kiddusha, Ki Mitzion Teisei Torah, Udvar Adonai Yerushalayim, that's why I have a mitzvah of Maaseh Sheni. Chazak Baruch.